What did you have to do in order to show the accrediting agency that you're ready for medical students?
A number of different things, Doug. Number one, we had to ensure that we were going to have the facilities ready for the students. Number two is we had to make sure that we had the faculty all lined up. And then, of course, you know, making sure that we've advanced our curriculum so that we're going to be ready for next year.
What do you have in terms of facilities? Where are your students going to do their clinical work?
So our base of operations will be out of Meridian, Idaho, about 14 minutes from downtown Boise. 94,000 square foot facility, $34 million. We're in the process of construction, and the building is about 3 weeks ahead of schedule and will be a guaranteed completion date in the spring in advance of our first class coming in August. In terms of clinical opportunities, the students will spend the first 2 years, the preclinical part of their education in Meridian, Idaho, and they'll spend the third and fourth year at clinical sites where they would actually be assigned for the entirety of their third and fourth year for all the rotations except for electives if they choose to leave the area.
So you're officially the first medical school in the state of Idaho. Tell me what kind of reception you've gotten from folks around the state because of that.
You know, it's so important for us to be here. Idaho, you know, as you just mentioned, we're the first medical school here. Idaho, before we came here, was the most populous state without a medical school of its own. And that's part of the reason why it currently ranks 50th in terms of primary care, 49th in terms of physicians per capita. And at first, you know, there was a lot of concern, you know, does Idaho deserve to have a medical school of its own? You know, can it be done? And the support has incrementally grown literally month after month. And I can tell you today, I think we have more recognition of any new medical school coming into the area that I've ever seen.
So Washington State University, which opened its new medical school here in Spokane this fall, accepted students just from the state of Washington or students who had ties to the state of Washington. Do you have any sort of restrictions to that when it comes to who you're going to admit to your medical school?
We have a mission. And that mission is to train caring, competent physicians for Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, North Dakota, and South Dakota, and beyond. And so certainly we will take folks from outside the five-state region, but we certainly do want to put a focus, and we'll always have an in-state preference for Idahoans as well as folks from the other four states within the region.
And what are the sorts of things you try to find out from medical students, potential medical students, to find out whether they'll stay in your region, whether they'll go to rural areas, all the sorts of things that I think this medical school aspires to be?
So there's three determinants whether or not a person will actually end up practicing within a state. Number one is where they grew up. Meaning the zip code where they graduated high school. And with having the preference in the state will affect that. Number two is where they go to medical school, not only for the preclinical time, but as well as the clinical time. And that's the reason why they'll be coming to Meridian for the clinical or the preclinical 2 years, and they'll be going to sites throughout the five-state region for the clinical years. And the third determinant is graduate medical education or residency programs after folks graduate. And physicians right now, osteopathic physicians that graduate from DO schools, over 99% of the time each year they get placed into residency programs. The challenge is, because we never had a medical school of our own, Idaho currently ranks 49th in terms of residency programs per capita. But we're making a difference. We have a seed fund for new residency programs within the target region. We've had some early success with that. You might have heard of Eastern Idaho Regional Medical Center. They actually just started taking applications for this coming year for internal medicine residents. Great Falls, Montana, system called Benefits Health System, which is the second largest in the state. They actually just got approval from what's called the ACGME, which is the accreditation body, to be what's called a sponsoring institution. And that's, you know, part of the process for them to get ready for residents in the future. And so we're going to make an impact on that. So we're going to affect at least two, if not three, on most of our graduates or most of our students. So this is going to make a big impact in terms of, you know, practicing in, you know, rural communities and other communities within our five-state region.